Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, jumping in for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Friday. No Sal Capaccio, because he was just on this morning with Joe DiBiase. And now I've got Joe Kelly. No Zach Jones today. He's in Pittsburgh.
He is. I recently was in Pittsburgh.
He's in
Great city to visit.
Great ballpark. Terrible team.
Yeah, I went for a Yankees game and watched them win 10-4. So,
well, then you didn't go home disappointed.
No.
Zach is an Angels fan.
Yeah.
Higher probabilities.
Yeah, I did. I do recall him saying that there was no game while he was there, though, unfortunately.
Yes.
That's just a great thing to go do on a Saturday, you know? I mean, even a Buffalo could do it with the Bisons.
Yep.
So,
at least he's not our friend Frank Arcuri, who is actually a Rockies fan.
Oh, that's rough.
Are we sure he still is?
Frank's a cynic.
He's a cynic.
I love him, but he's a cynic. And that's absolutely something that's going on with him. Because obviously he's a big hockey guy. The Sabres are the Sabres. So when two of your teams are the Rockies and the Sabres, it's a rough life for you.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. So this is the Extra Point Show, and I am excited about something tonight. Very excited about something. I need to see if the Toronto Maple Leafs fulfill a prophecy or show us what they really are. Now, fulfill prophecy means go to game seven.
Yeah.
That is, outside of last year, something that they just do. They go to seven, and then they lose in the most excruciating way possible. Last year was different. They won in six, and then they lost in five. That's what I mean by prophecy, going to game seven. Not about winning this game against Florida. It's about just being ready for the maximum amount of heartbreak that they can hit their fan base with, which they love to do.
Is it a bad thing? I'm pretty much pulling for Florida. I don't like Toronto, and Sam Reinhart I can root for.
And now comes my second point, because I'll talk about how much I'm irritated by the Florida Panthers at this point, but the second point, show us who they really are. They're not a great team. They're a talented team, but they are not a great team. That's what I mean. They are a team that they can win games, but they don't when it matters. And a lot of it comes down to their top two guys, Mitch Marner, Austin Matthews. I'm over here not so quietly advocating for Marner to come to the Sabres.
I think everyone is. If
you don't have a playoff problem when you've been out of the playoffs for 14 years.
Exactly.
And I'd be perfectly happy with having Mitch Marner not showing up in the playoffs if that means that the Sabres make the playoffs. We'll deal with that the next year. But I'm starting to really think that a team like Toronto, with how talented they are, they need a mix-up. I think Marner needs to not be in Toronto anymore.
Selfishly and unselfishly.
Selfishly and unselfishly for the player, and definitely for me, Marner in Toronto needs to just be done. It just needs to not be a thing.
I mean, the pitch is simple.
And a lot of Toronto fans probably would agree with my statement.
Yeah. It's an hour drive. Mitch, your favorite quarterback plays here. Like, I'm sure they can comp you maybe a season.
You're still close to family.
Something like that. I don't know.
And if you come here, there are no expectations.
No.
None.
Play fun hockey.
Play fun wow hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when we get to the playoffs, we'll deal with that and see if you can overcome your demons here in Buffalo instead.
I mean, this would be the place to do
it. God, what a twist of a knife that would be.
For Toronto, absolutely.
Oh my God, if Marner were to come here, or go to any other team for that matter, and suddenly play normal in the playoffs, the fire and vitriol from up north would be devastating.
Have you ever seen that gif of Jake Gyllenhaal walking into like the fog on like the Tonight Show or something like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's Mitch Marner whenever the playoffs come. He just disappears.
No, there's one player that's doing worse than him. Mitch Marner in this series against Florida has a goal.
Right. He's at least putting something on the board.
And in the last three.
Austin Matthews.
Mitch Marner has taken two shots. He has a goal in this series. Austin Matthews has zero.
Yeah. And I knew you were going Austin Matthews.
Matthews has been a player that his legacy needs to be changed for the better. He's not doing it. You have the highest, and this is like factual, he is the highest paid player in the National Hockey League. He has the largest cap hit. It's higher than Connor McDavid.
And he can't do anything for you when it counts
and
the most.
And the scoring touch dies in the playoffs. He has zero goals in the second round in his career. It's also only because he's made it two times. But in the two times he's been there, he has vanished. And oftentimes they don't make the second round because he vanishes.
Yeah, they're normally the first round exit in game seven. They normally take it all the way. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Austin Matthews. But it would be a huge twist of the knife if Marner did go somewhere else. And it doesn't even have to be Buffalo. If he puts up a huge playoff performance in the first couple games of a series next season, wherever he ends up,
it's
got to be a Toronto issue at that point, right?
I would think it's because they've changed everything but the core. That's what this is.
Right. So is this the swan song for the core, you think? And then if they can't do it, it's over?
It is, especially because Marner's a UFA.
Right.
Tavares is a UFA.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So it's over for the core four no matter what. Somebody's leaving and not coming back. It would be insanity for a GM who has not picked either of those players or signed them in free agency to bring everybody back if they fail here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the thing. The Toronto Maple Leafs in particular, they cannot succeed without their star players doing something, which is kind of hockey in general and sports in general.
Yeah.
Your best players need to be your best players. Two of them, again, have shrunk in the face of adversity. And tonight, man, you could not come into a game colder than Toronto has.
No, Florida's favored big time. Not really big time, but Toronto's plus 197. Over-under for total goals scored, 5.5. 1.5-point favorites for Florida. So I think they're winning that, you know, by two.
It's also, you lose 6-1 after you got shut out the game previous.
Mm-hmm.
You could not come in colder.
Funny story. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was conveniently in Niagara Falls, Ontario for the overtime game. That was night game two, I believe, right?
That was game three.
Game three.
Where Marchand scores.
Exactly. Couldn't remember if it was two or three. So my buddies and I were sitting there. We all came back from school. So it's one thing we do, we just have done over the years, is go to Niagara Falls, Ontario. The amount of money we were laying on the table to scream when Florida scored, but it just got it got too real. Like when it hit overtime, you're starting a bar fight.
Yes.
And you're getting ganged up on if you do that. So
you're
it's
not
like,
on you're not on the favorable side. The numbers are not there.
But being in Canada for that, around all of the Leafs fans, being in that environment was really interesting.
It was probably fun.
Yeah. It made it more it's probably the most exciting outside of the arena hockey game I've watched in a long time, just from the environment around. Enemy territory, nonetheless, because I don't root for Toronto, but that game, that was phenomenal, that performance. I mean, came down to the wire in overtime, but I think Florida runs with this. I really do. I think they win tonight. And Toronto's too cold, like you said. I get it. There's facing adversity in sport and getting over the hump and being able to build a good performance off of bad. But like you said, they've shown their best players can't face adversity in these situations. So how can I be confident they can win tonight over Florida, who faced adversity and is now in the position they're in?
Over the last 2 years, they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes. There's a reason that
there
they're
is
good.
A reason.
And they're back.
I will say, I'm not pulling particularly for the Florida Panthers. The only reason I could take away that I would want the Florida Panthers to win is so that what I've said about Mitch Marner is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Yeah, they're not going to bring him back.
There's no chance you bring him back at that point. He needs a fresh start. The team needs a fresh start with their core, and it needs to be a reset.
So
that's the only thing
yes,
that I am okay with about the Florida Panthers. They irritate me as a team.
Yeah. I don't want them to win the Stanley Cup. I want them to
but now,
push
ready?
Past Toronto.
If Florida wins, the winner of this series has to be my Eastern Conference quote-unquote representative.
Mm-hmm.
Either Florida or Toronto.
Yeah.
Because Washington did no favors. They lost in five games to Carolina.
Yep. Not great.
A team that I still loathe to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it now has to do with they play a boring brand of hockey that does not retain star talent. And as a matter of fact, if you are a star player, you typically try to do everything you can to get out of Carolina.
Yeah.
And this year it happened twice in the same year.
And look at where they're at.
Martin Nechas gets traded to Colorado for Mikko Rantanen, like in that massive trade the first time around. And then they can't sign Rantanen and trade Rantanen. Carolina, I do not understand why they continue to think that Rob Brendamore is this elite coach, because the fact that they play this boring style, it's going to catch up against them against a more talented team.
It will catch up with
Welcome to their next opponent in the next round, whoever it may be.
Right. It's going to be the test.
If it's Florida, they're dead in the water.
And if they magically take Florida in the next series.
Not,
you don't think there's any possibility of that?
Ready? They're not deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good enough. There's no star talent to help push everything down the line.
It's like if the Sabres made the playoffs. There's not a superstar talent on that team.
The Sabres have more superstars than the Carolina Hurricanes do.
I'll say stars. I don't think there's a current superstar.
Rasmus
Dahlin. Well, yeah, that's the only one. I'm talking offense. Like
Rasmus Dahlin is an offensive superstar. He just plays
technically,
on defense.
Yes, offensive defenseman. You're right. But
Rasmus Dahlin is a more dangerous threat in the offensive zone than any of the Carolina Hurricane skaters.
Yes. I would even say Tage Thompson is, and I don't label him a superstar at all. He's a star.
Yes.
But he's not a superstar.
There's different tiers to this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we need to start taking those words seriously.
Yes, I do too.
And that's why I say it. Evgeny Svechnikov
Your face says it all.
He's solid.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a star player, if not, you know, solid or really a great player.
He's a perfect star player to accessorize a superstar.
He's a Carolina Panthers line one,
mm-hmm.
like Sebastian Aho. Flashes of greatness, but not enough for you to go ahead and say the NHL needs to slap a poster up of Svechnikov and Aho.
Mm-hmm.
But they get it done with collective pieces. There is one player, I should say, actually, that Carolina does have that's emerging at this point.
Yeah.
And that's Seth Jarvis.
Okay.
Jacob Slavin is probably a star player type defenseman. But Seth Jarvis at the forward core, he's probably emerging and getting close to that. So they're going to trade him in like 2 years. But Carolina, not to mention 06.
Well, they're in our front office now, by the way.
Still burns into my brain.
Yeah, they're in our front office now. They're invading.
That's right. The 06 Hurricanes are joining the Buffalo Sabres one by one.
Yep. It's the Panthers to the Bills. The Hurricanes are to the Sabres.
Watch, Carolina gets eliminated, and we hire Rob Brindamore as part of the staff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I will punch my own face.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But then in the West, well, Edmonton did me a favor. They took out Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Vegas was my pick to win the Stanley Cup in our bracket, though.
I love that Vegas is gone, and that Edmonton has a chance to effectively undo the misdeeds of last year. Which was, you fell down 3-1 in the Stanley Cup final. You stormed back on the back of Connor McDavid.
It could be a rematch.
It could be a rematch.
And they do have, like you said, the opportunity to right their wrongs. This, like, that could be a very interesting Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Dallas is the other team. And well, Dallas is the other team.
They got over their injuries, though.
They're not done yet, though. Connor Hellebuck gets his second shutout of the playoffs. Which he hasn't had one of until this series since 2021. He's got two this series. Unfortunately, when he plays on the road in Dallas, he falls apart.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just bad juju.
Hellebuck has been very weird this year in the postseason. But now in this series, it's been the peaks and valleys. Against St. Louis, it was just... St. Louis made that a series because Hellebuck was not doing his usual thing. But yeah, now Dallas.
Yeah.
First of all,
I don't want Dallas anywhere near the Stanley Cup
final. I don't want Dallas anywhere near the Stanley Cup again.
Because
they almost got there, and it was Dallas and I think, it was Dallas and Tampa.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
A couple years back.
I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm very good on that. And you're like, talk about a detestable series right there. It's that one. Dallas. I want to like Dallas's roster. They're a good skating team. They are electric. Jake Ottinger is very good in net. They have star talent to superstar talent at every level. Miro Heiskanen is one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. Jake Ottinger, one of the best goalies in the league. Jason Robertson should have been on Team USA for the Four Nations over Tage Thompson. Thompson wasn't even the biggest miss on that roster. It was Robertson.
Right.
They trade for Mikko Rantanen, and he's been on the Connor McDavid pace from last year in the playoffs. There was a goal in Game 4 that stopped the streak of Rantanen having a point on every goal in Dallas's playoffs. And then they get shut out the next game.
Yeah,
right. So, man, Mikko Rantanen really quieting down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But Rantanen's on another level. So they have superstars everywhere. I've got two problems with Dallas. One, we're in Buffalo. I don't need to mention it to people.
Doesn't sit right.
It doesn't sit right. It feels gross.
Mm-hmm. Yucky. One would say.
Poo-poo caca.
Yes, precisely. Precisely.
But the other part of it is their jersey rebrand, I don't like it.
Dallas's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look now.
Like what their current jersey is compared to what it was.
Is it navy blue? Is that why you don't
no,
like it?
No, it's green. But it's not.
I was kidding. That was a joke from last Sports Talk
Saturday.
Don't
get me started.
Yeah. I know they're green.
But I thought that they had better jerseys in the past. And they went to this D with a star, and it just like, their logo is bleh. It's mid.
Is it this bright green?
Yes.
Yikes. When did they do that?
It's been a bit now.
Guess that just shows how much I pay attention to the Dallas Stars as a hockey organization, but.
And they've been to the Cup recently. That's the other part of this.
And I want their new logo is so much worse than their old
I
one.
I want to like Jason Robertson in particular. Hey, Dallas, trade Buffalo Jason Robertson.
Okay, Mitch Marner, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, we're forming our big name list of dreams that'll never happen.
Yep, I'll mark them down. I'll mark them down so we can come back and see at the start of next season.
Well, Robertson's one of my favorite players. He plays on a team that I absolutely detest.
Right.
So, let's look at it this way. Ready? Carolina on one end. If Florida wins, that's two teams that I despise. If Dallas wins, that's three teams that I despise. Out of four that are left.
Yeah.
Had Vegas moved on, I would have really had a problem with the conference finals. Am I still going to watch? Yes. I love hockey. We're starting off a Friday here in Buffalo talking about hockey with the playoffs where something is just like, what are playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Buffalo, right?
In an area where that's a foreign term to hockey fans.
Not a foreign term, foreign concept.
Yes.
Like, we know of it, but we don't practice it.
Precisely.
It's like you're... I feel like I need to say my words carefully about this analogy. Say you're like not a religious person, for example, and your friend's like a devout religious practice of something.
Mm-hmm.
So you know of it. You respect it. You know that person has that, and they like it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, what is this? That's us with the playoffs. Toronto, not too far away. We know that there's playoffs. They exist. What is it?
Walking into KeyBank Center.
As a matter of fact, Toronto fans are Bills fans that will come down here.
Yes, exactly.
And then you can go, hey, what is this thing called hockey playoffs? Can you explain that to me like I'm five? Speaking of five, that's probably the last time the Sabres were actually in the playoffs.
When I was five?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was not avidly consuming hockey.
Nailed it.
So, yeah, it was 07, right?
No. That's the last one was 14 years ago.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
11.
Right. Yeah, 11 years ago.
But 07 is the last time that they were great.
Like, phenomenal hockey team. And what jersey were they wearing? Navy blue Buffalo Slug. I stand on my point.
We're not doing this today.
Okay. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You know what we are doing?
Hmm.
We're getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at Northtown Kia. Joe, you've got the mouse. I'm going to need you to get Jerry in Kenmore. Jerry, welcome to the Extra Point Show. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm against you on this. I want Carolina and Dallas because I want the story to be that the Conn Smythe Trophy winner can be the player that was traded from two teams that he beat in the playoffs.
Okay. Jerry, that's a great counterpoint. And like I said, I'll still watch it. But now you've actually given me reason to enjoy it. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. I like that about Mikko Rantanen, that he takes down Colorado with extreme prejudice, mm-hmm. and then he could do it to Carolina. Yeah, I'll give you that. That allows me to tier my teams that I hate. Carolina's still on the bottom anyway. But yeah, no, that comfortably puts Dallas as like, all right, that's definitely my second preference now.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton or Dallas?
You want to know one thing I'm actually genuinely concerned about? The Carolina Hurricanes media team, if Florida is the opponent. I know it's not in season, but the jokes will be made that I think Floridians might.
Oh, it's the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, team mascot-wise. Like, what's Carolina's hockey mascot? It's a hurricane. Florida. I'm just saying the Hurricanes media team.
Joseph.
The Hurricanes media team.
Don't do it.
Is vile.
Like yes.
they'll go that step. I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way they can.
You don't think so?
No. All right. We're gonna take a break. Come right back though. And hey, there's plenty to talk about still. The schedule was released earlier this week, mm-hmm. back on Wednesday.
The Bandits are going, they're starting.
Bandits game one of the NLL final.
Yep.
Plenty on the board here on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will be able to receive an email. Well, let's try that again. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team, helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. We're actually really busy that weekend, that June 28th weekend. We here at WGR.
Oh, yeah.
Very busy that weekend because we'll have the 11-day power play where our team plays on June 26th, that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then some... Joe's pulling double duty then. I would imagine. Isn't Joe riding? So Joe would be playing on Thursday for 3 hours.
Oh, man.
And then riding on Saturday.
Not me.
Yeah, Joe DiBiase. Sneaky Joe.
Yeah. I was really scared for a second. Yeah. I was like, what did I commit to without saying
you're,
anything?
You're the
like,
meme of the guy pointing at himself.
Yeah. Right.
Me?
I was a little scared for a second.
But also, the NHL draft is that weekend as well.
That's right.
There's a lot going on that weekend.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. So definitely make sure to support us for the ride for Roswell. Also 11-day power play a couple days before that.
Hey, if you're riding or playing.
As we fight cancer.
Throw in the headphones, listen to the free Odyssey app, and hear all the NHL draft coverage at the same time. Look at that.
Yes. Yes.
Because we're going to have full live coverage of the NHL draft.
You can listen to our live coverage. When that's going on. Depending on how many people are riding. Oh, my.
Only suggest one earbud in, by the way. If you do both, you're a little too sealed off. You can't hear a car horn. Can't hear other bikers ringing bells. You got to just watch yourself out there.
You take
one
away from
earbud.
The scene.
One earbud.
Here's a real idea. I'm going to listen to it while we're playing in the 11-day. How about that?
You're just on the bench. You have an earphone in.
No, he's got both. He's got headphones over his helmet.
I'm screaming at him. I'm going to scream at him to pass the puck.
Yeah.
Be
I mean, he doesn't anyway.
States.
He doesn't pass the puck anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference if he had headphones on. And couldn't
you
hear
haven't
it.
Played with him.
I haven't because I've had an Achilles injury. And
he was a great line mate last year.
He was. Was he?
Yes. Myself, Josh Schmidt, and Alan Davis, our program director.
Alan Davis.
We were the top scoring line last year.
I just recall, the only thing I recall from the 11 day that I can concretely say, your celebrations, I don't think they're celebrated by everybody.
No, it's good to be a villain.
That's the only thing I know. Was it guitar arms or something? Pumping the arm? What did you do?
Last year it was there was something too fresh, so it was more just raw emotion, not really the goofy celebrations.
Gotcha. Felt it. Yeah.
One of my friends, who actually used to work here as well, James Kelly, he was having surgery that day I was playing.
Gotcha.
So
I was talking the celebration.
It meant a lot.
Right. I was speaking more on the celebration of the one we actually have a recording of.
My history, yes. Mm-hmm. History is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I have oftentimes gone over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But
That one felt good.
But that is a way to promote, we have fun when we go out and do these things. Mm-hmm. Because we know that you should have fun.
It's for a good cause as well.
While you can as well.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. You try to have fun with it because otherwise the topic is terrible.
Yeah.
So that's the other part of it. It's not, making light of it in any sort of way more than it is. We are trying to bring some positivity to it. All right. Let's get back on track here a little bit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sounds good.
We've got I had hinted that the schedule, very interesting little stat about the schedule with the Bills, that they're favored in all 17 games.
They are favored in every one of their games. For better or for worse. Last season, we enjoyed it while we could. No expectations, them
lower
just subverting expectations.
Not no expectations, lowered.
Right. I'm saying general media opinion, mass media opinion, the Bills were not even going to be first in their division.
Yes.
Right? So, it really was almost, are they even going to make the playoffs? Very little expectation.
Mm-hmm.
This season, it's I think the mass media attention will go if they drop a game. Which I think they'll drop the Baltimore game. I won't get into that fully yet, but I think if they drop a game, it's going to turn on them quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get ripped across the national media. It's going to be one of those seasons again, like 2 years ago.
Right.
So PSA, don't hop on the bandwagon if that's how that's going to go.
Don't get too low if they lose a game early in the season.
They're not going undefeated. I'm sorry. Their schedule, while it's an easy schedule, right? Like we've been talking,
it's still the National Football League.
Sal and Joe talked about this morning. It is an easier schedule, right? Any given Sunday.
It's still the National Football League.
That's my one thing I'll say. You never know. Carolina, you could play them on their best day. Look at the Rams. Your Rams game last year, you played them on their best day. They barely scored 9 points against the Jets the week after. The Niners the week after.
Yep. Yes.
But still struggled against the Jets soon after that.
Yep.
I remember that game.
So, furthermore than that, I will say there's probably one that you can shoe in as a win. It's early season against New Orleans at home.
Yeah, right. Even Carolina, I would say.
On their best day, they can be interesting, though.
Well, we saw it at the end of last season. Bryce
New Orleans' best day, I don't know if they've got what it takes to beat Buffalo.
Well, now without Derek Carr, you wonder what they're going to do at the quarterback position.
Right.
Could it be Aaron Rodgers? Is he off the Bills' schedule yet? That's what I want to know. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be on the Bills' schedule?
I'm starting to think that the NFL has moved on from Aaron Rodgers.
I think that too, but a desperate team like the Saints, because are you really putting Spencer Rattler out there?
It's not about that. New Orleans is probably thinking, okay, we're just going to
get our first pick.
Yeah, we're going to grit our teeth, get a top three pick, and deal with it from there.
Yeah.
Here's a different concept for New Orleans. What if Jameis Winston gets cut by the Giants?
Return to New Orleans?
Oh, famous Jameis back in New Orleans. Narlins. I would love that.
Would the Saints?
I think they would because he knows the system well enough. And
new coach.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Totally new. He could, though.
This also could just be a year where they just grit their teeth, know they're getting a top three pick because their roster is terrible, because Mickey Loomis shouldn't still have a job, but he does. And they let Loomis recalculate the rebuild?
What if Tommy DeVito gets cut?
DeVito, where is DeVito now?
He's on the Giants. It's still a four-quarterback room right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Winston's probably getting released.
Yeah, and then they'll just keep DeVito.
Because they've got DeVito, Dart.
And Russ.
And Russell Wilson.
Steelers country let's smelt is no more. Broncos country let's ride is no more. What is New York?
Giants country, let's get big. Or Giant. I mean, you can just say whatever.
Giants Country, let's get Giant. Giants Country, let's eat some apples.
I should hate everything that's being said. But the problem is that it's Russell Wilson, and he has been known to be
unlimited.
This cringeworthy. That said, I absolutely hate what the two of you just did.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had to look. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I had to do a double take on the Bulldog logo for the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Why do they bother with a logo at this point?
I don't know. It should just be an orange brick or the elf face, because Brownie the Elf has made an appearance. Like, he's come back. That should be their logo.
What are the Browns? They have two different logos?
There's like a bulldog one.
There's a bulldog and an elf.
And then just an orange helmet.
Yeah. Wait, I ask, what are the Browns? They're a terrible franchise.
Well, look at their quarterback room. That should tell you everything you need to know about how they run that team.
Speaking of players that could get cut, there's Pickett.
Shadur ends up in New Orleans anyway.
Sanders. And Dylan Gabriel. My bet is that Dylan Gabriel ends up practice squad. Or Shadur does.
What a waste of a third round pick. I cannot believe that happened still.
I remember I was still out there eating lunch.
Shadur Sanders was picked on day three. A new Pope was selected in 2 days. What are we doing, NFL? What are we doing?
It's still, yeah, it was a hilarious asset mismanagement of sorts.
They didn't look thrilled at all to pick him either. Clearly the owner saying, he's here, take him.
Yeah.
That had to have been.
And that's also, that third round pick still is baffling to me because of the player that was taken too. Like, I had zero interest in Dylan Gabriel even getting drafted this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a prospect.
And then he's round three before Shadur Sanders out of nowhere. Like, what?
Round three, not just before Shadur Sanders, but also I would have seen Quinn Ewers making more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Will Howard made more sense.
Yes, he did.
There were so many quarterbacks in a bad quarterback class that I would have taken over Dylan Gabriel, and the Browns went, nope. We're taking the guy that's 5'11" that doesn't have a rocket arm.
A few weeks earlier, the Bills will be playing Will Howard in the Pittsburgh Steelers, so... Who's their starter? Mason Rudolph or Will Howard?
By the time the Bills meet the Steelers?
Probably Will Howard.
It depends on how their season's going, because you do have to remember, Steelers dark magic exists for getting to 9-8.
Yeah. What do you think about the primetime matchups? Of course, week one, then you have New England, which I think that should absolutely be a primetime matchup. The Dolphins, Thursday Night Football. Realistically,
I find it fascinating.
I don't like Thursday Night Football, though.
I find it fascinating that three home primetime games happen very quickly.
Yeah, before the Week 7 bye. Isn't the Falcons is also 7:15, so that's
a doubleheader.
The doubleheader primetime for ESPN Monday Night Football.
Yes.
So you four out of your first seven games,
are in front of everybody.
Yep.
Which makes sense. I get why they did it, and also, like, I don't at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
When it was all released back on Wednesday, the thing that I said with Zach Jones on the nightcap was, it makes sense that the Bills' home primetime games are out of the way quickly because they don't want another situation like San Fran last year where there's a bunch of snow and it might have to be threatened to be moved.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
In their away primetime, Their away opponents didn't really promote a lot of primetime matchups.
Exactly.
So,
though the Bills are a team where you could buoy a matchup by sticking the Bills with them in primetime.
Right. Bryce Young versus Josh Allen. Like, that had a primetime.
That had a lot of
billing.
That had a lot of, like, interesting vibes to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know,
1 p.m.
It's a 1 p.m.er.
But you're going back to Houston, Thursday Night Football. You have two Thursday night games instead of one, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Only played Miami.
It's good for you if you're looking at the days and seeing if they matter when it comes to win-loss record.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott, Allen, Bills, 6-0. Yeah?
Really?
The last time they've lost a Thursday night game was 2017.
Wow, and that was pre-Josh Allen.
That was Taylor under center against the New York Jets.
Was that the...
That's the Jets defense dancing.
Was that the, oh my God, was that the colorblind game?
No. That was the year prior.
The year prior, okay. That was 2016.
But that was also dubbed a color rush game, but the Jets had all white uniforms with the Bills with their red.
Well, they learned from their mistakes. Yes. A lot of people saw all gray that first time around, so they didn't know what was going on. Light gray and dark gray.
And with white helmets.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no differentiating the two.
No.
If you were a neutral party colorblind, red, green, colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, by the way, on the rivalry uniforms.
No, I was really surprised. I thought they'd at least leak one team's or announce when the games, what like who's playing who on the rivalry nights.
Yes.
Because it could be
any of these.
The only team I would say not is the Jets. But if you look back at Buffalo's rivalries, Bills Dolphins is, of course, a very large one. Kelly Marino in the 90s, right? But Fitzpatrick versus Tom Brady for a little bit there. I know the Bills were on the losing end of that for a while. But the 2000s Bills do have a stake in that, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's where, when I say the Navy blue jerseys, that's where I think that could come from.
I still don't like
But Miami's apparently did get leaked. A jersey concept did get leaked. It's a Miami Vice-style Dolphins jersey. So it's got pink and blue. Now, that could be someone on Twitter. Like, it said it was a leak. All speculation at this point because the NFL has not. It was an announcement for an announcement that didn't take place during another announcement. So I don't know when we're going to get anything on the rivalry jerseys. Maybe in the preseason.
Yep.
That might be. Like, or
sometime during the summer. They'll let teams debut them
as a joke. Like, you know, the Bills do the blue and red game.
Yeah.
What if Josh Allen walks out in the rivalry uniform? Because he likes to do that.
That's not a bad marketing ploy, honestly.
That might be what they do because other teams do similar things like that.
It also could be in the dog days of the summer.
Exactly. Like for a scrimmage, something like that.
Give people something to talk about. Not even just scrimmage, not even putting it on the field.
Blast
it out. Like, hey, here's the day that we're doing this. It's going to be like July 17th.
Yeah, July 17th in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Dropping it on social media. You'll see what they're going to look like.
On a Wednesday at like 2 p.m.
So those chicken wing jerseys are still in play, by the way. Because if Miami does a Miami Vice style-ish, a city version.
Those are only concepts, though. Those are not official team concepts.
But if they do go the rivalry concept of, hey, our city, like the NBA has the city uniforms, you know what I'm talking about?
Could you imagine how aggressive Zuba's pants would be?
Oh.
There's your
helmet.
There's your thought for heading into the break.
Yes, I love Zuba, it.
The Bills have pants and they're just Zubas.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
803-0550, the number to call. Steve, I see you there. We'll get to you on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back on another beautiful Friday, by the way. Like, yeah, it rained cats and dogs overnight, but look outside right now. It feels great. Looks great.
I saw pictures of trees down last night. I had no idea that happened. So I was out like a light.
Yep. But because the weather is turning, take advantage while you still can, while we have your ticket to 8 amazing golf courses with the WGR VIP golf card. For just one low price of $129, you can unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bob O'Link, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf card also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls in case you shank a couple shots. You know, you're human. It happens. From Encore Golf. And you can score deals at Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. You know what's really hard to do?
What?
A show off of your phone.
Yeah, you had an untimely situation occur.
I have an update going on my computer, and it is not progressing well.
They hold you against your will now.
They do.
They don't let you choose.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have a chance. Steve, I promised we'd get to you here while we have a chance until we go to the next hour. Let's bring in Steve here on the Extra Point Show. How you doing? Good morning, excuse me. And what you got for us?
Hey guys, how are you today?
Oh, we're hanging around. What you got?
So I've been thinking about how the perception of the Bills has changed from this year with the schedule release as opposed to last year the schedule release, right? And you guys talked about it a little bit.
Yep.
And the previous show did too. And one of the things that I noticed was, last year when the schedule release came out, it was, can they make the playoffs? They're going to be second or third in division. There was a lot of this stuff around, who are the Bills? They're in a transition year. And nobody really believed in them. And now this year, it's all of a sudden Super Bowl contenders, favorite odds to win the Super Bowl. You can see it across the board. And it's not really local, I feel. I feel, for the most part, a lot of us feel very similar in a way. Maybe there was a little bit of a transition year, but I think there was more optimism locally than there was national. And I wanted to kind of connect the dots here a little bit. And this is a little unique, but I wanted to hear you guys and what you think on my opinion. I think there was still a little bit of a perception based on the national media that Josh Allen wasn't the elite of the elite type of MVP caliber quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think there was this little thing there that, oh, Josh Allen can't do it alone. He needs help. Diggs is gone. He doesn't have the type of receivers. They didn't correlate him to, well, Josh doesn't need that. Josh is still Josh, regardless of who's out there, and he can make games happen on his own. And I think that was the biggest differentiator. Is last year, he proved that to the national media. And now this year, it doesn't really matter what happened in the offseason to the Bills, because now Josh Allen has ascended to this top level, top three elite guy. And regardless of what happens in the offseason now, the national media says, well, Josh Allen's Josh Allen and the Bills are going to be good regardless. Where I think last year, there was still this element where it was like, okay, based on who he has determines who Josh Allen is. And I think we were already there locally. I don't necessarily think the national media was. And now that's connected. And I think that might be the biggest differentiator between the overall perception of the Bills year over year. And I don't know if you guys maybe can connect the dots like I have there, but it's just a little bit of a unique perspective on that.
Steve, that's actually perfect. I don't know if I could have phrased that any better on what you wanted to get out of that.
No, absolutely not. I'm in the same boat.
That's a very good dot to connect because, yeah, last year, a lot of the national media was who's he throwing to? And Josh Allen doesn't have the hardware yet, so he's not recognized on the same page as a Mahomes or even a Lamar Jackson in that sense.
oftentimes it's just, okay, the Bills typically falter in the playoffs, but they're good enough to always make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ooh, Aaron Rodgers is coming back. And that was... A lot of people did not see what Josh Allen was actually yet, but I also think that a lot of people forgot what Rodgers looked like in his final season in Green Bay, which was not great.
Yeah, his age was clearly getting to him.
People, so it was a combination of those two things allows for Steve's point to really thrive here.
Mm-hmm.
Of now Allen does have that hardware. It doesn't matter what the roster really looks like because the perception is going to be better about the Bills on a national scale, whereas local, yeah, we were probably a little ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that bias?
Yes.
It is a little biased, but at the same time, locally, you know your team better than the national people do, right?
Yes, so that is another thing.
You have a gauge of
national
what the
media,
product is going
to
be.
National media, you only have so much time to watch any team anyway.
Yeah, you have
and
to focus on everything.
There's 32 of them.
There's 32 of them, and then every other league you have to cover. So,
well,
it's,
hang on, 31. Cleveland's not real yet.
Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland's still not real.
Right. They don't even have a logo.
They were for a little bit, and then they weren't. So, mm-hmm. But there's 31 teams to pay attention to.
Yep.
Actually, 32, of course, because people would talk about the Browns because there's dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 32 teams to pay attention to. You don't get to really do a deep dive on any one of them, really, in particular.
No. And Allen, he proved he got the hardware. And
it's a different perspective from what we were talking about, which is if the Bills are going to lose a game or two that people are going to be like up in arms about.
Yeah.
So 803-0550, the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hour number two coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.